Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Glenda Tate, Assistant Administrator, Office of Human Resource Management at the Federal Aviation Administration. Well, Glenda, we know that Congress launched federal pay reform at the FAA in 1996, hoping to give the agency some flexibility. What are the key elements of the FAA's personnel reform?
That's right, Paul. In 1996, FAA was effectively removed from all of the personnel practices and provisions of Title V, which are the basic rules and code that, for the most part, the rest of the government operates from. We retain most of the federal-wide benefits programs, such as retirement health benefits and life insurance, and some of the fundamental policies such as veterans preference and non-discrimination. And we also chose to abide by merit principles. Otherwise, over the last 5 years, we have created our own personnel practices and programs for filling jobs, for deciding pay, for managing performance, for training and developing employees, and also for travel and relocation of employees. Some of the things that we've been able to do are really, I think, rather exciting and also very interesting. But I think it's important from the onset to say that all of the policies that we have created in the personnel program at FAA have been created with a goal to help the agency really accomplish its mission. So we didn't create new programs just for the sake of creating new programs. We wanted to maintain some flexibility. We wanted to maintain an opportunity to delegate responsibility as far down in the organization as we could. And we also wanted to position ourselves so that we could remain competitive as an agency. One of the challenges I think that all government agencies are going to be facing in the next several years is the notion of how do we maintain our competitive edge? How do we compete for the best and the brightest with the private sector? And so many of the things that we have put in place have been put in place with that in mind, maintaining that competitive edge.
What have been the lessons learned from this experience?
Well, there were many. First of all, we certainly, let me back up for a bit and talk a little bit about at least a couple of key areas key things that we put in place. We started out really looking at creating some flexibilities around filling positions. And so we have simplified the process. Our process allows a great deal of flexibility around sources of recruiting, around the appointing authorities that we have. And in the rest of government right now, you have several appointing authorities. For example, we have a temporary and permanent. That sounds pretty simple. But it gives us a great deal of flexibility when we're looking at how we want to fill a job. There are all kinds of flexibilities around starting salaries, ability to be able to negotiate salaries. So our first emphasis was on simplifying both the recruitment and the staffing process. And then I think the next key area that we worked on, and I can talk about this a little bit in detail, is creating an infrastructure for compensation that would allow a great deal of flexibility as well. Our compensation system is two things to remember about our compensation system. First, it is performance-based and market-based. Very, very significant in that we have done away with the old entitlement and tenure-based compensation system. So we worked on filling jobs, we worked on creating an infrastructure around compensation, and we also have coupled that with a new performance management system as well. And talk about lessons learned, there are many, and I got to tell you, I could spend a great deal of time on the show talking about lessons learned, but I want to mention maybe a couple of areas. First of all, communicate. You just can't do enough of that. We started out doing a great deal of communication, but we have learned that you can never do enough. We have learned that it needs to be continuous, it needs to be consistent, and it needs to be frequent. And oftentimes, it needs to be targeted to various audiences as well. The other thing that we learned was that we needed to not to be afraid to make corrections and adjustments as you go along. We have implemented a little and tested a little, implemented and tested a little. And so as we go through the process, we give ourselves the opportunity to adjust as we go along. So sometimes you have the notion of rolling out a new system and just sort of letting that be it. But it's important to allow for adjustments as you go along as well. One of the most important lessons is that the results of change take time. It really takes time. We have been under our new system now for about, compensation system, for about 18 months. Any of the literature that you read around change talks about somewhere between 7 to 10 years if you are implementing any kind of large-scale organizational change. When we look at the China Lake example that was used, where the employees went to a broadbanded system, it really took years to begin to see some of the benefits of that process. Well, we have implemented whole-scale organizational change in the FAA, and we know that it's going to take time before we actually see the fruit of the systems that we put in place. But we think we're on the right track. We have the opportunity now to negotiate pay, among other things, with our unions. And we believe, again, we're on the right track. A lot of opportunity to evaluate as we go through the process. But there are many lessons coming out of this, and I think we will be, as we go through, one of the things we've done, and I think will help other organizations who may embark along this same path, we have evaluated at every step of the process. And many times we've called for independent evaluations so that we've got a good record of what has been working, what has not worked, so that not only can we adjust, but we've got a good record so that we will be in a position to help others as well.
You mentioned the new compensation system. Could you describe what this means for employees?
Well, right now, the GS system allows for within grade increases, for example. And our system does not. We have collapsed all of the jobs in the agency into 9 categories. And so, for example, we might have a category of professionals, or we might have a category of technical individuals. They're collapsed into these 9 categories. And within that, there are broad bands of positions and levels of pay for those particular categories. Now, what this means for the employees who are under this system is that instead of pay increases being based on longevity and on tenure, pay increases now will be strictly based on organizational and individual performance. It's very, very different than the current system.
You mentioned earlier that change takes a long time and there's often resistance to change. I'm wondering what steps you took to overcome that resistance.
Well, many, many steps. I talked earlier about communicate. We have done a lot of outreach and marketing to our employees. I talked a little bit about the evaluation that's been done. But for the most part, we've focused on hearing from employees both before change was implemented. So we're real big about doing focus groups, giving individuals an opportunity to tell us what they think even before we go into a new process and even after it has been implemented. So a lot of outreach, both verbally. We have all kinds of websites set up. We've sent our managers out, our senior management team out to every region in the organization to hear from our employees about what's going on, you know, how are things working. And then I think the evaluations that I talked about has helped a great deal as well, where we've had independent parties come in and talk to our folks as well. So we have a lot of written communication, a lot of opportunity, 1-800 numbers for individuals to call in and to talk us through it, to talk through with them what we're doing. Again, I don't know that you can ever do enough of this, and I think it's important to say that we are in the early stages of change, and we are at the stage where we oftentimes feel the resistance. But I think we have an opportunity, as we have an opportunity to use the systems that we have put in place, I think you'll see a great deal of buy-in as we move forward.
It's a good stopping point. When we come back, we'll discuss the many groups the FAA works with as it accomplishes its mission. We'll ask Glenn to take about the challenges and lessons learned these present. This is the Business of Government Hour.